League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Mexico.
Wait, how was Mexico? It looked so good.
Oh, it was a blast. It was Isla Mujeres.
I was wondering how
the island
that.
Of women and
Ooh.
Fertility.
Oh, yeah. Where in Mexico is that?
It's right outside of Cancun. It's like its own like island. So you get into Cancun and then, you know, you take a little shuttle and then get on a ferry. Some of the most bluest water I've ever seen in my life. It was really nice.
I thought it was a bachelor party when you first told me about it. And then I saw Patricia was there and I was like, huh, interesting bachelor party. Bring your girlfriend.
It was a couple's trip.
Couples. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, it was
so
nice.
Cute. Like, five couples. I'm waiting for the day that Remy goes somewhere and I'm like, oh my God, I want to come. And you go, It's actually a couple's trip.
I was just about to ask that. Like, that was already coming into my head. Like,
no, that hasn't happened
it
yet.
It hasn't happened. Would your feelings get hurt? Or do you think you would?
No, I would fully understand. I'd be like, well, why can't I book my own honeymoon suite? Like, what's
by
the deal
yourself?
Here?
Yeah, by myself. Or you could bring Ollie.
I could bring Ollie.
Would you ever take a date, like someone new that you're newly seeing on a vacation, like, pretty fast?
I don't think I would. I've always said I wouldn't, but, like, just wait. I'm sure I'm going to be that bitch who, like, goes against everything I've ever said. The week you started dating Cal? No, the next month? We were going to Tokyo on an all-expenses-paid trip.
Like, 3 months in. 3 months
Was
in.
It 3 months? Mm-hmm. I feel like it was 2 months.
Because it was in September and we met in June.
I just remember being like, Remy, this is too soon. Like, you can't give him the influencer treatment yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wish
right.
I had.
I wish you did, too.
I wish I had. I really do.
But I think that's sometimes, like, a really good, like, test or, like, trial period to see if someone's, like, really worth it.
Even if you can just travel with someone.
Yes.
Like, that's a big test.
If they don't have a meltdown going through TSA security, that's like, whew, okay.
Or also, they can do it swiftly.
Yes.
You know the people that just... Do you take your time?
What? Oh, going through TSA?
Yeah.
Want TSA pre-check?
Thank God. Okay.
And I stress out during
it. I'm
thinking
about
everybody else in line.
Agreed.
Thinking about the people in front of me.
I thought I was the about look. To be like,
oh, yeah. Patricia and I always get like in little tiffs at the airport right when we get in. Mm-hmm. And it just comes down to that shit. And I hate when she has to like weigh her bag.
Because she always overpacks, right?
Oh, I have an album in my phone of all the times she has to like open up her bag at the airport
and like take move out. Things around
And I'm like disgusted when people have to open up their bags. It's like people are getting naked or it's just like
you
I don't need to look
you see all their personal
it's so embarrassing
things.
It really is.
Remy just pays
I want to save myself the embarrassment. You have to like get down on your knees, like move to the side.
No,
people go around
so
you. It's disgusting floor.
Do you not pack neatly so that way in case you have to open your bag you like look like a boss?
Well,
and
no.
Everyone's like, ooh, good pack job.
I do pack well, but I have a suitcase now which you should get for Patricia where you can lift the handle and if it turns red it's overweight.
Yes.
So you can do it before you get there.
I've heard about those, but I wanted to get this off my chest though about the
unburden yourself.
No,
Matt.
Bringing somebody on a trip newly dating.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin got married in Mexico one time a couple years back, way before Patricia, and there was a girl that I was like kind of seeing and I wanted to go to this wedding with a date, but I didn't have like a serious fling, so I invited this girl. And it...
Oh, no.
I mean, it went well, but I realized on the trip that I didn't like her that much.
Oh,
wait, was it like
no.
at least later into the trip or was it taking off?
I think it... No, because then it was like all exciting.
Yeah.
We met up at the airport. We had margaritas. Mm-hmm. We get to the hotel. All of that was great. And then it was like once the wedding had finished and it was that like hungover day of just like getting brunch and talking.
Fuck, that sucks.
She just like had nothing to really say.
She was probably like, oh my God, it's going so well.
What if she was just like severely hungover?
Maybe, but like, I'm a quirky, funny guy. And she would just always go, stop. Like whenever I'd make a joke and I'm like, do you want me to stop? Do I have to stop anytime I think something's funny?
You're like, I know I'm funny, but like, it's not.
Don't tell me to stop.
Yeah. But I'm so glad I took that girl though.
You
on
are.
That trip because I realized I didn't really like her that much.
Oh, it's a really good way to tell. I think like trips. I also am a big believer in moving in with someone before you get engaged because living with someone changes the game. And what if you fucking hate them, and then you don't have to get engaged.
Yeah.
I'm a believer of that, personally.
I know. Wait, we haven't even really introduced him. Like, welcome to this episode. Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King.
I'm Mike Sheffer.
And today we are joined with the Pretty Basic Girls, ooh, Alicia Marie, Remy Cruz. Remy Ashton, too?
Yeah, Remy Ashton Cruz. That's okay. The full name.
Sorry, I panicked because I listened to your podcast today, oh, no, and nice. You, like, introduced her as Remy Ashton. I was like, did Miss I introduce Remy her as the complete wrong
Ashton,
name?
Yes. Her username is Miss Remy Ashton.
Oh.
But Remy mm-hmm. Cruz is... Like,
it's the stage name.
Yeah, so like, my knows. Client's she name.
Well, I'm no glad worries. I have both of you guys here together. Yes. You are now like so returning happy. Guests, but on your own terms in the past. But welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We, you know, this was a crowd favorite, yeah. And we're just so excited to be here.
We were the crowd favorite. Is that what you're saying? I was like, what's this? Big question. Yes. How's the eczema?
Oh, the eczema, the psoriasis.
Oh, I'm no. so sorry. Oh,
you know what? Really good. Today is a good day. As you can tell, like, my thigh, oh my. That's really cleared up. Is it okay if I reveal my...
Please, yeah.
You know, I just want to ask
the
before.
He's the official internet spokesperson for psoriasis.
I saw all the
that's really good.
Episode. They were so oh happy you talked about it.
Yeah.
Aww.
So I have my third shot of Humira tomorrow. So I'm really fired up. Hopefully that tones everything down. But I've been trying to experiment with the diet.
Yeah.
Be gluten-free. And I feel like that helps. But the thing is, it's like, it's the alcohol that's
oh,
bad.
Yeah.
But I'm like, screw it. Yeah. I want to enjoy my yeah. summer, you know?
And when you drink, it flares up. Is that the issue?
I think it's usually the day after it flares up oh. really bad.
Is it all beer?
That's all I drink is beer. So I don't really drink liquor.
Issue, yeah, right? Beer, well, beer's not gluten-free. Maybe that's the issue.
Yeah.
So I should be just drinking vodka
I
or tequila.
So. Yeah. Maybe try that one night and see.
Should I experiment this weekend?
This weekend, yeah.
But here's the thing. When you do the trial where you switch from beer to hard alcohol, I feel like Matt's really used to having a certain amount of liquid in a night, and if you replace the same amount of liquid you have in beer in tequila, you're gonna die.
Oh, so. I think I should have my own pack of just like non-alcoholic seltzers, like just okay. LaCroix, and drink those like beer, but then take shots.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you think that'll
work? I like
work?
That you have to carry a whole 12 pack with you. You can't just you can't sip leisure.
I just like to keep busy.
No,
you know?
That my worst drunk stories are usually when it's like usually. You know, bottle service
is her,
and
her thing.
I just keep, I just, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's empty. I must refill it. And then the next thing I know,
I gotta look busy.
Yeah.
I gotta just yeah. have something in my hand. I.
But try it because beer is pretty bad for gluten.
Yeah.
But then I'm worried
horrible.
Like my personality will change. I'll be like entirely like, what's vodka?
Maybe
it'll
be like 20 times more fun.
Yeah.
Like dancing on the table, shirts off.
Or
like,
maybe he'll be sad.
Or maybe you'll be quiet in the corner.
I don't know. I'm usually a happy...
Happy drunk?
Yeah.
A happy drunk, yeah. Regardless of what the liquor is. Are you different people on different types of liquors?
I can only drink vodka.
Okay.
Because Asian people have issues with lots of different alcohols because we don't have the enzyme to break it down.
Asian
so,
glow.
Exactly. So I found that vodka is the only thing that I can keep down, personally.
All right.
So vodka makes me fun, but that's about it. I
and
don't do tequila.
You still mix in liquid IV?
Oh, always. You remember. Yes, a little Crystal Light, a little liquid IV, a little water.
Maybe I need to be doing that at TK.
We will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a tequila girly.
What's
tequila
the best
girly.
Liquid IV flavor to be mixing in?
Ooh.
I've been loving guava.
I love the guava or the passion fruit. Yeah. I love a tropical
Was that
moment.
Justin Bieber's, the pink guava
No,
one?
No, he's strawberry. And I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
We have all the bad flavors now because like we've
no
gone through all
wants,
the good. We have
yes.
apple pie.
Yeah.
And lemon ginger.
Yeah. Lemon ginger, that's the energy one. That one's not that bad.
I like the lemon lime. I love a Gatorade moment.
Lemon lime.
So
all day.
Good. So good.
Remy, your teeth look amazing.
Thank you for noticing.
Did you just get them done?
I did.
She got veneers.
Last week, I got veneers, yes.
How was the process? Was it easy?
High as kite. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You did the laughing
high,
gas.
High as fuck. It felt like 5 minutes. It was an hour and a half. In the midst of it, I fully convinced myself in my high state because I made Cal take me. Because I was going to have my producer take me, but then I was like, oh my God, what if I die? Like, I don't want to leave her.
Yeah. She also
like,
can get anxious.
Traumatic. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I'll have Cal take me just in case. So he took me, and then I'm like there. They have to shave your teeth down, obviously, so they can pop the veneers on. And I was fine with the idea, but then, you know, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they look like under this. Uh-huh. You know how people that get veneers have little shark teeth underneath?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I might. I don't know.
But oh, you didn't like take a picture of in
I
the
refuse.
Shark?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know what it looks like. I just want to see the end.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. End product. But as they're shaving and I'm high as a kite. I'm laying there and I'm like, oh my God, Cal's going to see my shark teeth and never be able to unsee it. He's going to break up with me. So then I start asking him, are you going to break up with me, over and over and over again? And the dental hygienist is just dying laughing. So I don't know what he saw. He said he got a little scared for a second. So,
oh my God.
Only he knows.
Does it feel different at all? Like, did your speech change or anything? Or,
well, right now they're temporary. So that's, it's one chunk of teeth. Like, all four of these teeth on top are like, you know, like gummy vampire teeth you get for like Halloween. It's essentially that. Like,
so
they just glued this in.
Right now.
No, I can't even floss right now. Mm. It's just a chunk in top and a chunk in bottom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can you smile?
They look great.
They look so good.
So I'm getting the real ones in next week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
So it's been fine. Nice. I've been loving it, but I've been eating soft foods.
That's
lots of smoothies.
Only that. Yeah. Are you missing any hard foods at
Everything.
All?
Everything. Pizza. I have a whole list. Pizza, Chipotle. I want In-N-Out when I'm done. I've got a whole thing ready.
I love it. Wait, did I do something wrong?
No, no.
Oh, I was worried like my foot was in the thing.
Yes, your foot's blocking my head.
Just the whole time. Just right on her face.
You're like this the whole time.
Now I'm out of focus.
Do I have shit. To?
Okay, there we go. Mike, would you ever get veneers or anything like that?
I don't think so. The one thing I would get is LASIK, but and Matt has gotten it.
We discussed this.
Yeah, we discussed this. That's I'm still too scared to do.
I agree.
Did your dentist,
as long as they're clean.
Did your dentist when you were a kid had like a no cavity wall? At all?
No.
Like, they took a picture of you, and then you got, like, put on a wall.
No.
So you got to see all the kids in the neighborhood that, like, had no cavities.
Was there a wall of shame with all the kids who did have cavities?
Well, you just never got on the wall, and I never got to
so
be
sad.
On it.
Oh, you had cavities?
God. All of the time as a kid.
Me too.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I never really did.
Until
I was older. In the older
My room. Dentist had, like, pinball. There was, like, video games there. Yes. They had an N64.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had a Asteroid Blaster game at
our
dentist.
Yeah, like, in the waiting room. It was like a theme park.
Oh,
it
yeah,
was so
I
much fun.
Like, probably Dr. Phil magazines to look at or some shit.
Oh, God.
My ortho would do, like, a point system. And I think, depending on how well you took care of your braces and how clean your teeth were and things, you could get points and then use it on gift cards. So, like, Toys R Us, Target,
what?
Chipotle, all these things. And then you could, like, go buy yourself some stuff.
Damn, that's high
so
end.
From Moreno Valley.
You know, this just popped into my head, though, when we were at your birthday, Alicia. You know how there was that big black light?
Yes!
So people, when you're under a black light and you have...
Because it was like neon themed.
It was neon themed. And if you're under a black light and you have
you
fake teeth...
You can tell which one.
You can tell who has a fake teeth.
Yeah.
And I was there and there were like two girls. They were probably your friends. I knew who they were. And I thought something was wrong with their mouth. And I go, what? And then I go, oh, do you have like a fake tooth? And the girl goes this. And then her other friend opens up her mouth. And it's like every other tooth was like a fake tooth.
So my sister has one fake tooth.
Oh, maybe it was her that I was talking to. But I felt so bad for pointing
it. There was a group of them and they were like, oh my God, my veneers. Or like,
where was that?
By the DJ. So it wasn't everywhere. It was just like close to the DJ.
I wasn't there.
But it was so funny.
The fact that you asked. What's wrong
no,
with your
face? No, because like everyone, like it's just nothing. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it was just because I was already drunk. And I just like I'm like nothing's an off topic. I'm just gonna ask. I can't believe I did that.
No, it's okay. So if you ever wonder
why I'm not glowing, why
you're
just
not
pitch
glowing
black here
on
okay.
Disneyland rides or whatever,
that's okay. Oh yeah, like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. When you
say, Hi, Jack.
Love
Hi, Jack.
So
much.
Big fan.
Big fan.
This has been a recurring theme in the new episodes. Where people will say hi to Jack
You're
during
kidding.
The edits. Yeah,
I'm obsessed.
Jack, leave it in.
I'm going to go buy some blue eggs after. Yeah, leave it in, please.
I was thinking today when I saw one of his vlogs, like his last shot is always him going into bed.
Mm-hmm. And then you get
the
up.
The energy
get
you
up.
have to plop into bed and then get up and then edit the vlog.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. It's
yeah.
gotta be,
or when he's entering the door, I'm like, so you go in and you set it up and then you like, but I mean, I respect it.
Yeah, no, I'm just always thinking if I plopped into bed, that's the end of my day. I'm not getting back out to edit a whole vlog.
Get
so.
Just
out.
Let it die.
Yeah.
So I listened to y'all's last episode. It was pretty deep, pretty
that
yes.
one? Oh.
Wait. Oh, wait. It was the one
you
before the last
Okay, so you,
one.
You okay.
I got to say, you guys have a really great friendship. Oh. And Remy, you are so great at being a great listener, understanding, being so assuring to your friend. That was such a great moment that you guys put out.
Well, sorry, what were you saying? I wasn't paying attention.
Perfect. Cute.
I don't know.
Told her the other day, I was like, I never actually told you this, but thank you so much. Because I even got so many DMs of people being like, holy shit, like, we have to give a shout out to Remy. Like, she was, that was such, like, she handled that perfectly, like, let you talk, listened, but intentionally. So I was like, I just want to let you know I love you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Seriously.
No, it was just a really beautiful moment. I just wanted to share that. I don't even know really if there's a question beyond that.
I just love how that was the episode you listened to.
I did. Well, because I also was just kind of curious. I'm like, ooh, I got to see, yeah, like, what's up. But I love that what you were talking about is like asking your friend, you know, everyone says like, how are you?
Yeah.
Great, doing good. But how are you really?
Yes.
I think really matters sometimes. And it's kind of healthy to check in with yourself. And I think Mike, you and I, we do have that great of a relationship, but it's also good seeing that between.
Yeah. No, when I came through the door, he was like, hey, how are you? I was like, good. He goes, no, really? And I was like, oh, God, you listen to me.
But I think what was interesting about that is you guys mentioned the whole concept of June gloom. And I felt like I had a really gloomy
June
as well. And I didn't even think of June gloom as being a thing. But what is June gloom exactly? And why is it a thing? Do you know anything about it?
Isn't it like in LA that it's either May gray or June gloom, that like the weather patterns here just for either the month of May or June, there's a lot of gray skies for like a few weeks,
mm-hmm,
and then it becomes summer. It's usually more so by the beach. Like here in the valley, it burns up.
Or
it's
mentally.
Not an emotional.
I thought it was just like super.
I was like, why the weather right now?
No, I really thought it was just like this thing people feel during like the month.
Yeah.
This therapy.
No, it's not an emotion. It's a weather phenomenon.
Yeah,
it has
to do with the, you feel June gloom.
No.
I didn't know it was the damn weather.
It's the clouds in the sky, yeah.
Oh, I don't feel like I've had a gloomy June.
No.
I've had in my head, though, a gloomy June.
Like, so April showers bring May flowers. It's like, because it rains a lot in April, and then it's sunny in May, and then
it gets
June
gloomy
gloom.
In June, and then it's just sunny in July.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and then you're in the summertime. So, well, we're hopefully you feel better the rest of the month.
I do. I'm having a much better week. And that's, I think, good. It was just the traveling, being with some hometown friends, getting myself, like, I don't know, in groove with loving myself again.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I felt like a little lost for like the past 2 weeks. But now
just
I'm.
Open the GPS on your phone.
Oh, yeah. My.
You're too kind.
Or get a haircut.
Yeah. Do I need one?
No.
Oh, you just got one. Your hair looks great.
Like after. After a breakup, you're like, oh, I need a change.
Oh, that's what I bleached my hair after a breakup.
Oh, so do I.
Or before Coachella.
Or before Coachella. I know, but my ex was like, never bleach your hair, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm bleaching my hair.
You're like, guess what I'm going to do right now.
And then I pierced my ear as well.
Did you take it out?
Well, yeah, I took it out and it closed back up. But what was funny is like the entire time my ear was pierced, I thought it was pierced. And then I wanted to change it out with a new earring. And once I took it out, it had already closed up. So it was basically like in my ear, but it was like a tunnel with a dead end.
Yeah, I have that. You have to just shove it through.
Oof.
You have to re-pierce it.
Oh, I didn't.
How long did you leave it out for?
Forever. I haven't pierced it since.
No. In between you trying to put it back in, like had it been like a week, 2 weeks?
I can't remember. This was like years ago.
Okay. It's supposed to be months.
Yeah.
I've debated on piercing my ear again, not for the look, but just to always have
the hole
there. So, you know, if it's like a holiday party, you put in
piercings.
Like a...
We did just get piercings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did you get?
I got my tragus and then a cartilage one up here.
Do you get migraines?
No.
Doesn't that help,
the migraine
though?
One's on the inside, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, the dog. Yes, we learned so much. This one, and then I got one up in here. And this one hurts.
Is that the migraine one?
This one, no. I don't even know what this purpose is, but I regret it.
Really?
My ear's been like throbbing in my face. It's probably infected.
It's like
to be
in
honest.
There.
Yeah, it's been painful.
So I bought
and you covered up with
pillow.
Hey, guys, Alicia's talking. I'm listening.
So I saw a TikTok. And it was like, what to do when you have a new piercing. I bought this pillow that looks like it's like a little donut that you sleep on so your ear is fine. I slept so good last night.
One time I broke my tailbone and I had to sit on a donut.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's smaller.
Yeah.
Same, but different.
Yeah,
same,
but
different.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
And it helped?
Oh, it's great.
But do you have to like stay on that the entire time you're sleeping?
I don't know. I'm just happy my ear's not. You know how you can't lean on it?
Yeah.
No? Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of like ear pearling at all? Where you get.
Yes.
I've done it.
Well, wait, did it work?
Can you explain
is it a
that,
scam?
What it is to.
So apparently, similar to this piercing thing where like your ear has little pressure points for all over your body. Like this could be your ankle. This could be like your spine, whatever. So if you put like a little sticker on it, apparently it's enough pressure to target that point. Same with doing the piercing, obviously. I didn't notice a difference, though, at all.
Yeah, Patricia got it done, and she hasn't felt anything.
Did she do it at the Aloe House?
She did do it at the Aloe
House.
It's
cute, but like I didn't notice anything.
And they just dissolve over time.
No, they fall off. It's like a sticker that has a little ball on it.
Patricia was saying they dissolve into her ear. And I was like,
I think it's a sticker.
Oh, it just falls off. Yeah. Well, there you go.
I think it's a lot of baloney.
I agree.
A lot of mumbo jumbo.
Acupuncture?
Not acupuncture. Just this, the specific sticky, what do they call it? Ear seating.
Ear seating, yeah. I think a piercing could help more if the science is true. Mm-hmm. But if, a sticker's not going to do much.
Right.
I have a question.
Yes.
So like since it's Hoot and Half, and I know this is not original. I'm sure someone has said this, or you guys have, but like what's your guys' like fandom name for your viewers, you know?
Can we guess?
I thought they were...
Instead of guessing, how about you name them? Do we have...
We don't have one. Someone suggested Hooters.
I was going to say Hooters. I'm like, are they Hooters?
I don't know if that's like the type of... I don't know.
Hooters. What up, Hooters?
Yeah.
Hoofies.
How's it going out there, Hoof Nation?
I like Hoofies.
I love Hooters.
Hoofies. I've never been to a Hooters.
You've never been to a Hooters?
I haven't either.
What?
I just can't imagine the food is any good there.
It actually is.
Oh, they're really good, man.
The buffalo, but I mean, I also love buffalo.
And the service is just phenomenal. you've never been. Your parents never took you?
My Jewish immigrant parents never took me to a Hooters.
Dude, my family, we went to Hooters pretty often. Like we,
Jim
like,
and Cindy were taking young Matt and Kevin out to a Hooters.
Dude, Hooters waitresses used to pick me up when I was a kid and carry me around the restaurant. True story. I did.
Damn.
And then, God, I loved Hooters.
I have been to Hooters at the Mall of America. I lied.
The Mall of America.
The Mall of America.
Great spot.
They got a small little Hooters in there.
Have you been to Twin Peaks?
I haven't.
Twin Peaks is
That's
like...
That's the amusement park.
No, it's like a competitor to Hooters.
I think there is a Twin Peaks amusement park.
It's like kind of like Lodgy Wilderness themed. And do you get it like Twin Peaks?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't been to there. That's
funny. Well, I'm going to take you to Hooters, Mike. Well, you're also...
Yeah, I feel like Hooters probably doesn't have vegetarian options. Does that sound right?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of... They might.
They got a lot of salads on the menu.
Maybe sticks and the celery.
But I bet there's like a kosher section on the Hooters
menu.
Even
a vegan thing now. I feel like every restaurant has vegan options.
Yeah. You know? And they have like a big calendar like on their menu of like all the fun days coming up too.
Oh, they do like theme nights at Hooters?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, they do. Well, when I was a kid, they did.
Like what are some of the theme nights
like
they would
kids
have?
Eat for free on Tuesdays?
He went every Tuesday.
No, here you go.
That's probably why my parents took me so much. But when I would have a sleepover with like friends, I'd be like, "You want to go to Hooters?" They're like, "What? We get to go to Hooters?" My dad would take us.
That's so funny.
And the plates used to be frisbees too.
Really?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so you got a free frisbee. You got to take home.
Wait, that's amazing. Yeah. Actually,
there's a funny subreddit called "We Want Plates" because like so many restaurants now will serve food on anything but a plate. Yeah. It'll be like a wooden plank or like an oversized spoon.
Right.
And just like these restaurants, for some reason, you just can't get a plate in a lot of restaurants these days.
Yeah.
We want plates.
It's just absurd what restaurants are putting out. Like they'll give it to you like in the pan they cooked it in. And yeah. It's just like boiling. And you're like, I can't
gourmet.
Touch this.
It's yeah. so gourmet.
I'm a big fan of plates.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Reddit thread?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the We Want Plates community. I didn't start it. We Want Plates. Oh. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Scentbird.
Scentbird, it is a fragrance subscription service. You can choose a new designer fragrance to try it out for every month for just $17. No surprises. Scentbird has basically reimagined everything about how people discover, shop for, purchase, and even experience fragrances. I have been using Scentbird for the past month, and I love it. I've been always wanting to try out Scentbird, and I finally gave it a shot, and I am so happy with it. Before they send you the scents, you go online, you fill out a survey that kind of determines what kind of smells or aromas that you're really going for. I like really fruity, clean, natural smells. Also, I kind of like a rich, oaky, sandalwood kind of feel as well. They take all of that data, they look at their selection, and they send you four amazing scents. I got these four amazing scents. I got the Memoire Wish You Were Here fragrance, which smells like summer rain, toasted almonds, fresh ground coffee.
Bentley Silver Lake that has lemon, sfuma, peppermint essence, lavender essence, pink pepper, and ambery woods.
And then I also got some scents of wood, Vetiver and Oak, and that's pink pepper, cypress, Vetiver, amber, and coriander as well. My favorite is the Malin and Goats Burger bergamot, which has bergamot, mandarin, green pepper, lime, and grapefruit. And what I love is that they also come in these incredible travel size containers for the fragrance. I just went to Mexico last weekend, and I took all four scents with me. And what I loved is that I had a new scent, a new aura, and a new vibe every night before we went out to dinner with the group. Mm. Everybody's like, Matt, you smell so good. I'd come down the next night. Matt, you smell even better than you did the night before. So you can really switch it up. It's super accessible. To rock.
Scentbird stocks top designer brands. Brands like Prada, Gucci, and Versace. Plus indie labels like Skylar, Heretic, and Confessions of a Rebel. Matt, do you mind if I try a little for myself tonight?
Spritz away.
Ooh, oh, this is what you've been wearing. This is your fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fresh.
I love it.
And I feel like James Bond opening this thing up. It's kind of like you're a secret agent. Oh,
so if you are interested in Scentbird, make sure to click the link below and use my code HOOT for 55% off your first month at Scentbird. That's only about $8 for your first month. And also, we have exciting news that Scentbird is now available in Canada. So to our Canadian Hooters who live out there, check out Scentbird.
So once again, click the link in the description. Use code HOOT for 55% off your first month at Scentbird.
Yeah, Mike, let's dive into these really good questions that we have prepared.
Yeah, I was trying to just come up with questions that people have never been asked before. So I was doing some Googling and just, you know, we'll run it by both of you guys, see what we think. So we can, you know, we can pass.
Okay.
What is something that people think makes them look cool, but you secretly cringe at?
Oh.
All okay. Right. This is we're already off to a good start.
Go ahead.
Vaping.
To look cool.
That's so good.
Deep people vape to look cool.
Yeah.
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 I think kids vape to look cool.
Why do you vape?
Because I'm addicted to nicotine.
But did you start it to look cool and then it became an addiction?
Because I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Mm, but why did you start smoking cigarettes?
To look cool. Oh, yeah, maybe that is true. I wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
I think because all the cool kids, like the upperclassmen on the speech team in college, were smoking cigarettes and it was just like
speech
the thing
team.
To do. Yeah. It'd be like baseball players and like dip tobacco. You know, like a lot of baseball players dip. It's just your culture kind of gets it into you. But that's where all like the cool talks were happening.
I get it.
Over cigarettes, but...
Well...
What's your response to that question?
The one that came to my mind is so stupid. But like, have you seen the guys that have the massive, massive watches?
Yes!
Yes.
Oh, God!
I think they're the most hideous things ever! Actually, my sister was dating this guy and he... loved his watches. And I was like, oh my... And he got a new one. So he came over and he was like... I was like, dude, you are compensating. Like, what is going on? It was like big yellow. Like, it was so ugly. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, was it like a metal or like a G-Shock?
Like a G-Shock-ish. Oh, like, I'm sure it was so expensive. Like, I'm sure.
He probably has his own academy, too, that he is selling.
Was he using his left hand a lot? Like, shaking people's hands with his left hand?
It was just like,
just got engaged.
Yeah.
On the car wheel, all of it.
Or wasn't there a rapper that got caught pretending to be in first class and he was in economy?
I think he was a little Bow Wow, wasn't it?
Yes!
That was so fun. Everyone was like, what
no,
the
No, he
fuck?
Was pretending to be on a private plane
and he
was in economy.
Like, that's so bad. That's so bad.
Aaron Carter also one time, he posted a Rolex that he got and he tagged Rolex and said, thanks Rolex for sending the Rolex. But a friend of mine's mom was in a pawn shop and saw Aaron Carter buying the Rolex.
Stop.
And it was the same watch. And was just like, he's making it seem like Rolex is sending the shit. And
he's like, I was just saying thanks
for
the
swag. What are the chances that your friend's mom was in that pawn shop at the same time as Aaron Carter?
I was going to tweet. She was too scared about tweeting it out. But I was like, I'm going to do it. And then apparently Aaron Carter will clap back at you if you like say something wrong.
You've been starting beef with Aaron Carter on this Hoot and Half podcast too.
Have I? What did I do in the past?
You've talked about him a couple times.
I told him that the one time he came up to me at a Mexican restaurant.
He came up to you?
Yeah. What'd he say? Right up to me. He goes, hey, where do I know you from? And I was like, oh, like the internet. And you were at the Magic Castle last night. He goes, I was. That's where I saw you.
Aww.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, he's so nice. Dope. Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah, but I'll be watching those lives of Aaron Carter, man.
I haven't.
Oh.
Am I missing out?
Well, he's just like spiraling all the time. Oh, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Got to tune in. Would you ever have Aaron Carter on the Pretty Basic podcast?
The pause says it all, ladies and gentlemen.
I was... Maybe if him and Nick came on together,
oh,
like a dynamic duo would be, yeah, like,
because we're a dynamic duo.
Exactly.
So it just makes sense with the branding.
They have beef, though. They don't even talk
I've
anymore.
Heard just that. Kidding. I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, next question. So this one you may have been asked before, but I was inspired by watching your red flag, green flag relationships episode. Soft launching significant others on Instagram. I would love to know your thoughts, etiquette. Do we approve? Is there a method to do it? What's the strategy for the young folks out there?
I'm a believer in everyone should do whatever makes them feel the most comfortable.
Valid.
That's how I feel. I think with Cal, apparently, allegedly, I used to say on Pretty Basic that I would never, ever share my boyfriend with the public. Mm. Quick plot twist. I shared him.
Yeah.
But I don't remember saying that. But it's one of those things, like you said earlier, yeah, where like you can swear up and down that you'd never do something. And then when you're in it, you feel more comfortable or your thoughts change.
Or you end up dating them 3 years and you're like, oh.
Yeah, my like I guess you're sticking around. I think for me, I'm a believer in... I think a soft launch is good. I think like just also because the internet's brutal, it's like a good way to kind of like warm them up a little bit without it being just like a boom hard launch, but also open to whatever.
I love a soft launch. Oh, I feel like it's like
you love seeing an Instagram story of two drinks at dinner, but no, you can't see who the other person is. Maybe an elbow in the shot.
Oh, yeah. It's that soft. Like you don't see. It's not their full face.
No, yeah, that's what a soft launch is. Is like you tease that you're with somebody else. Maybe
it'd be like
it's, maybe
holding
it's a date,
hands,
maybe
but you
it's
don't
not
see their face.
What if it's third picture in the carousel and
I'm talking about
like,
stories only.
It doesn't look like you're too close and intimate, but you guys are laughing like at
I
each
think.
Other. Like that's a soft launch to me.
I feel like I interpret it as like making it obvious it's romantic, whether it's like with hearts or like date night, whatever written, but you just don't see them.
Ooh,
you know? I thought that I had soft launched Cal, but did I not? I posted a photo of us, just didn't tag him.
Patricia and I soft launched. Well, we soft launched on her Instagram first because we weren't like officially together. It was New Year's, we agreed that she wasn't going to tag me. Like
that's
it was us together, but
because
I don't know what are like.
You're like we're just buds.
We didn't want to cause like too much traffic onto her account through the tag or whatever, but we wanted for her in her own social life for her to share me because then when I wanted to share her to the world. It was Valentine's Day. Mm. It was our grand opening.
Grand opening.
The cutting of the ribbon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So that's how it happened. But I do what makes you happy, but also give the people something to talk about.
Exactly.
I don't know. I like
something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good answers all around.
Great question, Mike.
Yeah, that was a good
great
one.
Question.
Okay, jumping back to a question you probably have not been asked before. If you were to be reincarnated as a famous landmark, which one would it be?
I am obviously the Dixie Cup.
Just collecting rain.
I want to know, is it hollow?
I don't know.
I mean, I know better than you know. I think
we
got to
do a little trip out there. I would love.
No, for real. Let's do an episode in the car. Outside the Dixie Cup. That'd be so good.
Love that.
I guess is that considered a landmark? I guess.
I think so, yeah. Does that have its own Wikipedia page?
Probably, but
for
you know,
sure it does. For sure.
We'll give it landmark
answer.
Status.
What would you be?
I'm going to go for the Mall of America.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Is that a landmark?
It's a landmark to me.
It's an institution.
Okay, I take it back.
Can it be like a national, like an element of nature kind
like
of a thing?
Like Yosemite, like one of the...
Like a redwood tree?
Oh, I would love to be Niagara Falls.
Oh,
that's a good landmark.
Have you ever seen Niagara Falls?
It's insane.
I want to go back to it. I mean, the town sucks. I think the Canada side is actually really cool and fun.
Yes. That's what I've heard.
But there's something just so... You feel the presence of the falls like when you're there. There's this momentum in the air going over that cliff. And it makes you just feel so small. The scale of it. Like, I want to go back so badly.
Yeah, I had very low expectations because we were on a tour and it stopped there. So we were like, oh, cool, we'll see it. I had no interest. We go out and I genuinely felt that. I felt so small. It was actually, I would go back too.
And it's just
wild. It just exists. Because
it's just in constant
just there,
motion.
It's like it's just there. And also, you know? Like, the city's right there. It's not like you have to go way out to find. It's just right there. It's
and you
so
just
want
to like jump. Like, you know, like it's that... It's that just that urge. Like, when you're driving, you're like, I could just, but I won't.
You're like cutting something, you're like,
yeah.
No, he doesn't.
When you're cutting something, you want to just like chop.
You're just like, I could cut my finger off. I just won't. Yeah. No, Jesse? Okay.
Who is more likely to live through a zombie attack?
In this room?
Between our guests here.
Oh, not me.
Zombies coming through the door. Which one of you guys is walking out alive?
I'm just watching zombie movies. I just get exhausted for them. I'm like, this, just die. Like, why are you even trying? Just die. Like, I'm so tired of watching them trying.
Give up. Just
oh, I would, yeah. I'd play dead for sure.
I don't think I'd be much further behind you, though.
I think you'd be a little more. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Who has, like, the best, like, stocked house, like, with enough supplies to, like, make it through?
Me.
Well, you. I was going to say expired or, like, not.
Oh, you have a lot of expired.
You can't find a snack at her house.
I can now.
Oh, good.
My assistant helped organize that shit. But for a long time, Rim came over and she was like, you need to fix it. Did you ever, at my house, did you ever accidentally, like, you know how the bathroom's in the hallway by the kitchen?
I was hammered.
You don't remember.
But I can kind of visualize. Go on.
Well, there's two doors and it's the pantry's the first one. The bathroom's the second one. And I remember always thinking, oh, the pantry being a hot mess. And when I say hot mess, like hot mess, like overflowing, like nothing makes sense. I was like, it's not a big deal. Literally like a week ago, I realized everyone probably thinks that's the bathroom and opens it. And I was like, no. And then I was like so embarrassed. Like it hit me. I was like, oh my God, I thought no one ever opened that. Yeah.
Maybe it's you should okay. like put some signs on yeah. it. Like
I know.
Yeah. It's okay because the light doesn't work, so you can't see much anyways.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah, that happened. I was like, oof. But anyways, Remy's. And she has good snacks. Have you seen her movie theater drawer?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a fun drawer in a house, the movie theater drawer.
Wait, can you please just like
should
a
I find
second?
A photo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold.
When I tell you, here's the difference between us. We're very, very similar, but one of the things that makes us different is when Remy finds something she likes, whether it's food, clothing, she wants every single style in every single color. Like,
oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
With snacks, it's not just the blueberry flavor. It's every
it's the variety
whole,
pack.
I get that from my mom.
Shelf, beautifully organized, right?
Because you want the choice for yourself.
I just want the options. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I want the raspberry, the blueberry, or the strawberry.
And
I want
to
have it.
Aesthetics of a full rainbow of options is always nice to have too, right?
Thank you. I like it to be clean and organized. We can move on. I'll keep scrolling.
Okay. You'll find it. It's worth it.
Okay. Next question. Would you rather have hair that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos that appear on your arms explaining what you did yesterday?
Definitely hair.
Hair for me too. That sounds fun.
Really?
Yeah. I want colored hair.
Easy question.
But what if it's like when you're angry or like horny?
I was going to say, what if it's when you're horny?
Yeah. Like
everybody knows the
everyone
meaning.
Knows.
You know what the color means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a mood ring.
Yes.
But
your hair color changes based on the emotion you're feeling right now.
I mean,
so
red
if you're
passion.
Like, yeah.
Or what was the ladder?
Tattoos on your arm that explain what you did yesterday.
You know what? I'm going to keep hair. But I did forget what I did yesterday. It might be nice to have like a little reminder.
A little journal.
Moment. Yeah, exactly.
Does everybody have this or only you?
Only you. You decide.
I don't know. The tattoo thing's kind of cool. Yeah, it's like quirky. I hate tattoos, but if like
would
if
you
it changed
get a tattoo?
Every day. Never. No. Mm. I really considered it some points in my 20s, but now I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
I'm like, because now if I got a tattoo, it's like I'm like
midlife crisis.
Like I'm trying to like stay hip and cool. And
it's like when he likes tatted girls and you have like one tiny small tattoo. Like, yeah.
No tattoos.
Same energy.
I like it. That
I don't have any.
What is something that you get wrong almost every single time you do it?
I mean, this popped into my head, but I've gotten better. Spelling definitely.
Oh yeah, that
was my
restaurant.
One
a restaurant
word.
For me.
I always have to say restaurant.
Yeah,
or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Immediately is a crazy word to spell.
Is it not that hard?
Immediately. Is it an I? Is it an E? Is it an A?
That one's not a hard one for me personally.
I've never spelled immediately wrong right one time in my entire
That's
life.
So funny.
Autocorrect just knows if I start typing IMM, it's like we got it, moron. I know what it's gonna be. Yeah, like I'm terrible
That's
with directions. When I lived
same.
In New York, I would get out of the subway, and it's supposed to be so easy. Just go north. I would at least every single time walk one block in the wrong direction.
Oh,
every single time.
I'm exactly the same.
my brain just doesn't know where the fuck I am.
Yeah,
ever.
you're pretty bad at it sometimes. It's so, where I'm just like, Jesus, Mike, you've lived in this like side of town for years now.
I don't know.
I think it is.
What?
I said, isn't it a genetic thing to be bad? I'm so bad at
it. I get it from really my bad. Dad being good with directions.
I'm good with directions.
Yeah, horrible. I'm horrible.
Like, and thank God Tesla tells you where you park your car, because the second I turn around, my car is gone. I'm never seeing it again.
That's so funny.
I have to look at the app and it's like,
is that
it's
why
on...
you got your license plate?
Yeah, so I can spot my car too. Yeah.
That's how I knew I was here. I was like,
yeah. And every time I'm driving, like the GPS, I'll put the volume on, I'll look at the map, Matt will be telling me the turn to make, and I'll just completely miss it. I just can't.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my big thing.
I think I'm bad at like folding clothes. I can never, like, I want it to be perfect and I can never get it. And then I'm just
go get a job at like Abercrombie and Fitch or something, and then like learn how they do their folding technique.
I'll go do that. I will go do that. Where's Matt? He's working at Abercrombie.
He has his 4-hour shift right now.
That's how they learn. I feel like people that work there, they learn how to fold clothes for life.
Patricia's a wizard at it. She's got that like down.
Did she work retail?
Yeah, she did. She worked at The Great. Do you know where The Great is? It's over like on Melrose.
It's okay.
It's near Earth.
What? Lover.
Oh, it's not great. Oh, it's okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I was like, it's been a long week. Oh, what is something that you hate but you wish that you loved?
Vodka.
No, wait. Tequila?
Olives?
Oh.
Everything. Any foods.
Are there foods that you just like wish you loved?
I wish I liked olives. I don't like olives either. A martini. That's really trendy right now.
Olives are delicious. I feel bad that you don't love them.
I wish I did.
Oh my God. They're so good.
I did.
I wish I loved liquor. Like, I wish I like loved taking shots.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh my God. Someone, I put up on my story, who should I do a truth or drink with? And so many people said you. And I was like, he's not a shots guy.
No. I could like just drink the whole time.
I know.
But I don't know. I could do it. And it would be funny getting my reactions.
It would be funny.
I would do it. I would. Absolutely. I would do it.
Do you not take shots for a reason?
It's just, I don't like how it makes me like feel after, because it just feels like it's this like
burning
pocket of air in my stomach, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I get that.
And, or you could just answer everything and not take any shots.
Oh, but I would like to take some. It has to be something very important that we're celebrating, and I will take the shot.
Okay.
But ugh, I don't know. I've just had moments where I've been like, have almost vomited like in the club.
I get
like it. Me, I go to clubs. I wish I loved looking at money, like really like love spending time like
looking at your finances.
Yeah.
Oh,
though
budgeting.
It's always like good, but just like sometimes I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't like looking at it, though it's great, but I wish I loved looking at it and just you twirling a pen going, All right, I move that number around.
That's so funny, because same.
Okay, well, that's all the.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I scoured the internet for like first date questions, and that was like a little too romantic, and then I was like, I was on like 17 magazine, and it was just like,
the weirdest research you've done for a pod? Because you're good at researching for your guests.
A weirdest research, probably James Charles.
Oh,
I looked so deep into like James Charles's high school's newspaper and found out like things he was doing in high school and certain teachers and stuff, like in his hometown. And I brought them up like one time in a video. I did research for Zane.
Got it.
Ask James those questions. And James was like, how do you know this stuff?
Oh my God.
That was like just going deep down James Charles's past.
Yeah, that's a good tip that Matt uses. He'll find the hometown newspaper articles about the person that we're interviewing. And that has stuff that like
private investigator.
Yeah, usually stuff that's just never been talked about. And like, it's a very nice...
Oh, I don't think I have any.
That's awesome.
That's like, funny.
Investigative journalism. Man.
Yeah.
I don't really do research.
Oh, I assumed you said 17 magazine, so I was like, oh, he committed.
Alicia, how's your room transformation going?
So thank you so much for asking. It's going. I'm very excited. I think I have like 2 more weeks ish till it's all done.
You have like a full vision. What kind of like vibe are you going for?
Yeah. Do you want to see the inspo, not even the inspo, the rendering.
Do you guys still Pinterest, or is Pinterest dead?
Pinterest is a thing. I had a meeting with Pinterest, and they're like trying to create essentially their own, like, you know, someone's like an Instagrammer or a TikToker, they want to do like Pinteresters.
Like creators that can curate on Pinterest.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely alive.
They just need to like update some stuff on Pinterest. Like when I go on there sometimes, I feel like everything's from like 2014.
Yeah. I've just seen it over and over, show me some new shit.
Wow.
I know.
This is the inspo. This isn't...
That's a actual... It's not a photo of my room, but that's exactly what my room looks like. Like it's all digital. And they made a rendering of it. Yeah.
Whoa.
So like that's where my windows are. Like it looks like a photo of my bedroom, but
I love
not.
The lamps.
I know.
Oh,
so
and are those lacquered nightstands?
Yeah.
Those nightstands look just like mine, but mine are gray.
Oh god, I got it.
Great taste.
Too, when he talks like this.
Lacquered. Oh, lacquered nightstands. It's like your vanity.
Yeah.
Like, section.
Oh
my god, it looks so good.
Wow. I don't even like want to like put anything like else in there.
I know,
like,
I'm
just,
like, don't breathe. Yeah.
Can't be messy.
But I'm excited.
Hope you're enjoying this episode of Hoot and a Half. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, your products, content you create, and even your time.
And Squarespace makes it easy for creators to monetize their content and expertise in a way that fits with their brand. With member areas, you can unlock a new revenue stream for your business and free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content like videos, online courses, or newsletters.
And there's appointment scheduling. Add online booking and scheduling for your classes or sessions to your Squarespace website. Clients can easily see your availability or reschedule if needed, taking the hassle out of coordinating calendars.
And they have an awesome video studio where you can create pro-level videos effortlessly. The Squarespace Video Studio app helps you make and share engaging videos to tell your story, grow your audience, and drive sales.
So
head to squarespace.com/hoot for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use code HOOT, H-O-O-T, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Once again, that's squarespace.com/hoot. It's 2022. It's time to build your website. Go use our code. Let them know we sent you. And now, back onto the episode.
Any of you guys almost died? Have you almost died together?
Wow.
I almost had to get my leg amputated.
What?
Which I almost brought this up in the last one, but we segued away from like health problems, and I was like, I'll save it for the next one. So I was on the cheer team, or dance team rather, but it was like the cheer dance team. So we did like a lot of like palm routine stuff where like you're rolling around on the grounds, but we would practice where the wrestlers would practice. So we did our routine one time. Rewind. Like the weekend before, I had been shaving my legs in the shower, and I just kind of cut myself just the tiniest little micro centimeter.
How old are you?
This was my senior year of high school, I want to say. Like a tiny little centimeter cut right on my kneecap, this one specifically. And I was like, that's fine, whatever. I won't like put a band-aid. It wasn't bleeding. It was fine. And then we did the palm routine. Everything's fine. I'm rolling around. Yay, go team.
Where the wrestlers practice?
On the mat. Of the wrestler. Not even the floor. The mat.
Oh, God.
And so I didn't think anything of it. And then I was also on the dance team, too. So we were, like, practicing for the dance team. I was, like, on stage. And I remember it started to bleed. And I was like, oh, this is, like, worrisome. But I didn't have a Band-Aid. So I found a roll of painter's tape. And I just put a piece of painter's tape on it. Just to, like, hold it over for a second.
Literally,
you know?
DIY.
I just put something there.
Just
something to cover it. And then slowly but surely, it started to get infected. It started to turn blue.
Oh.
So my
God.
Mom took me to the hospital, and they were like, oh, it's a staph infection. We're going to give you some medicine for this. They gave me methicillin. They're like, take this. It'll get better. I was like, cool. I started taking it, and progressively, it was getting worse and worse, and basically, like, my knee was, like, almost eating itself. I have photos if you'd like. So it's like now the tiny cut is now blue, and it's opening up, and you can literally see, like, inside. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked if I should not tell the story.
No. I'm not like a queasy person. I just feel for you.
You can, like, see inside my knee, you guys.
It wasn't staph, or?
It was a staph infection, but they gave me the medicine called methicillin.
Okay.
So it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. I'm like, what is going on? And so we go, before then, I was shaving again, and I cut myself in this region, and the same thing happened again to that cut. It started opening and, like, eating itself, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I was like, there's something wrong. So they took me back to the hospital, and they're like, oh my God, we're so sorry. It's actually MRSA, which is MRSA, stands for methicillin resistant staph infection. But if you give methicillin, it's resistant to it, so it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So I was was going on for a very long time, unmedicated. So then they
Oh, you have a headache? Let me give you some Tylenol. Oh, actually, you have the anti-Tylenol headache. Exactly. I'm so, so sorry about that.
Like, how did they not know? I'm not sure. And then I ended up having to, like, there were literal gaping holes in my body. Like, at one point, they were like, it's like a sponge. We're going to have to amputate.
Like in the 1200s during the Black Plague. Just yeah. Like,
it was insane, you guys. Like, my mom, luckily, my mom's a nurse, or she was a nurse. So she convinced them to let her pack my knee every day, which is like taking gauze and like had to essentially stuff the hole in my leg.
Oh.
Sorry. It was so painful too. But otherwise, I was going to have to go to the doctor, like to the hospital, like 3 times a day to keep going back and get it like done right. by a nurse. So,
3 times a day?
Because mm-hmm, it would get like. It was literally inside my knee. I think it was. Right well, here? Actually, it's pretty much gone. Yeah, I think it was there.
But that's crazy.
But that was like a decade ago.
And that's because you were practicing where the. Oh, wait,
so I think it was the wrestlers. Like someone on the wrestling ringworm. Team had it, and it got into.
Did you go
knee.
Like talk to the wrestling teams? Like, so boys, so listen
which
up.
One of you infected me. It definitely was that leg. Yeah, it was that leg.
I almost. Well, I choked on a hot dog when I was.
We just heard a horrific, earth-shattering story about amputation and yeah. flesh-eating disease.
I
choked on a hot dog one time.
It's serious. She did turn purple. She did
it
turn purple.
It was Costco.
You were at the Costco?
No, it was Costco, so there was like the big hot dog.
But you're at the Costco yeah, when this happened. Buck 50 okay. hot dog.
Sorry to laugh immediately at your life-threatening story, but so what
he
happened?
Should have gone first. No.
I mean, obviously, I was fine. I was just eating my hot dog.
Did you forget to chew? Did it slide out of the bun?
I guess I didn't chew enough. And the next thing I know, I kept trying to, like, swallow it.
That's actually really scary, though.
I know.
It's really scary.
And my sister's sitting across from me, and I, like, she was looking at me, she's like, are you okay? And I was like, 1 second. I was like, I just need to swallow it. Like, I didn't realize I was choking. Like, I genuinely, I was just like, oh, yeah, 1 second, let me, like, get this down. And then she kept looking at me, and she's like, you're turning purple. And then she was just like, dad, mom, like, because we were all there as a family eating the
$1.50.
Oh,
this is a child. This
yeah,
was a child.
I was little.
Oh,
I was little.
I'm thinking like adult. Like, at least got
like
this
yesterday.
Like two, yeah.
Yesterday be like. Yeah. So my dad comes over fucking like not Heimlich, but like hits my back really hard. Fucking.
It came out?
No.
Oh, man. At the Costco.
At the Costco, everyone's staring. Like, I was so humiliated. I was so embarrassed. I had no idea what was happening.
Oh, that's
did people
so
clap
sad.
After?
Like... It felt, you know, I feel like I blacked it out, but they probably did. Like,
oh, wow.
Do you have a fear of eating hot dogs now? Or do
I mean,
you...
I never had one of those hot dogs again.
Oh, really?
You're missing out. They're
I know,
pretty
they're
good.
So good.
They're really good.
Do you know how to do the Heimlich maneuver?
No, but yes. I should. Oh. Thank God. I'm good.
You do it here, and then you have, like, your thumb stick up, and then you hold it, and you go in and up. In and up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you take it? Are you certified, or
I
you just YouTube it?
I actually was CPR certified for a hot minute, oh, but you what? Have to renew it every year.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Heimlich. Yeah. Like, he, like, came up with that maneuver and got it globally.
He's
and
the
everyone...
only guy with a maneuver named after him.
Yeah. We don't legend. Call it, like, oh, do the lifesaver. Like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's just Heimlich. Yeah. Branded it.
That's actually true.
I wonder if there's any other maneuvers that will be invented, like the Simpson maneuver.
Do you know how to perform CPR?
Yeah, no. Staying alive.
I do know that. I don't know where.
And do you hold your hands like this?
Yeah,
like
I think you just gotta. I don't understand how it works because yeah. like you're pumping the air out, but then you're breathing it back in, and you have to hold their nose. I don't know, man.
We should do a course for PB.
Actually, it is really good to know.
We, how to do CPR?
Can we join?
Yeah,
I would
yeah,
love
do it.
To.
So it's only CPR? Like a $500 entrance fee, and we'll certify you.
We're PB not certified. People.
Damn, yeah, those are one of the things you should know, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. What else can you get certified in that's an essential
scuba?
Life skill?
Oh, sorry.
So excited to say
it. I have no desire to go scuba diving.
I want
to
go, that's me my either. Dream. Before I die, I want to go scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I got to go soon because it's not doing so hot anymore.
Have you think you're going to come back in 5 years and yeah. they're going to be like, oh, you should have been here?
Yeah, no. I'm sure they will.
Oh, damn.
You've never, like, put on the mask with the tank on your back and go under?
I never have, no. Mm. I'm a big snorkel girl, though.
Scuba. I did scuba one time, and you have to go really slowly, and you have to, like, kick your feet really slowly. I didn't know this, and I just kind of went really, really fast, and, like, I did the thing where like you breathe in too fast.
Exhaustion.
And then I just remember just like my whole vision just sort of twisted sideways. And then the guy's like giving me the thumbs up signal and you're supposed to give the thumbs up signal back.
And you couldn't.
And I just didn't know what was happening. And the next thing I know, like I'm above the surface and like the world is just rotating.
You're vertigo?
Yeah.
Oh, was just like, my God.
It was so scary. I've never experienced anything
vertigo
like that.
Vertigo is the worst thing I've ever experienced.
It was, yeah. But so if you do go scuba diving, definitely just take it slow.
That's a good note.
Yeah. Maybe that was the closest I ever came to dying.
I know when you go under, you're supposed to stop at some point and wait.
Equalize, yes.
Before you get up. Otherwise, your heart
See, I couldn't. I would freak out.
The thought of that, like the patience of the just... Yeah. Having to wait to
because otherwise
get to
your
the
lungs
surface.
Could explode.
Yeah. No.
Snorkel bit.
Yeah.
We're
not supposed to go down there.
Yeah.
If your lungs are gonna explode going to a place, maybe just don't go to
that
place.
So interesting.
I know.
I love the deep sea. I can watch an animal documentary all day long.
Yeah. Scuba is a good certification. Jet skiing is a good certification to get.
I love skydiving.
Oh, I would never do that.
No, either.
I want to know how to just like dock a boat really well.
Like, yeah, I get
like,
it.
You know,
yeah.
Like
that's a flex.
I love being on like a boat. Patricia's a wizard at it. She knows how to just pull in,
she
dock it up.
She grew up on a lake, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She just has the experience.
I'm so
jealous. But I'm always like, ah.
Wait, that's so interesting. That's a cool party trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys seen any good movies lately?
Top Gun.
Yes.
You loved it?
It's so good.
You want to do your bit?
What my bit? Oh, about Top Gun I was talking about before. Oh, like, why couldn't they just send in drones? Just send in a couple drones. Send in 50 drones, I bet, could have made it down and dropped the bombs and risked the life of 5 people.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Wait, did you watch it yet?
No.
Oh, my God, never mind. No.
It's just the mission.
The whole movie is that they have to hire the best pilots in the world to fly a mission. And Matt's thing is, like, why couldn't they just send drones?
I did watch Everything Everywhere All at Once twice. Did you see it yet?
I saw the first 30 minutes and I walked out.
Yes, we talked about that.
Oh, we did. Sorry, we talked about it.
Still haven't seen it?
Yeah. No, I still haven't seen it. I've just been, I don't know, waiting for the right moment to do it. But now there's Elvis and then there's
Black Phone. We're seeing Elvis tomorrow. I'm so excited.
I'm seeing Elvis tomorrow.
Where?
The Grove.
Ugh, Westwood.
Damn.
I have no desire to see Elvis.
Wait, yeah, Laura Song, she said it was so good.
I just don't care to see it.
Just
really?
Because the story of Elvis or...
I'm one of those people that's annoyed by Austin Butler in real life.
Do you like Baz Luhrmann though?
I don't know who.
Do you like Moulin Rouge?
Never
The Great seen Gatsby
it.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Never
Great
seen it.
Gatsby.
I'm sure they're incredible,
You have
though.
Not seen Great Gatsby?
No. I read the book.
Oh, it's so much
One
better.
One time I can say I read the book. I read the book.
The movie's great.
I'm sure it was
good.
Amazing.
The soundtrack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
What was the one big song that came from that movie?
Will you still love me
yes.
when I'm young
yes.
and beautiful?
Yes. I saw the Bob's Burgers movie, also fantastic. I thought it was so good.
Love Bob's Burgers.
Me too.
Oh, it's a very Texas show, right?
No. What it's like Up East by the Shore.
I'm thinking about King of the Hill. Sorry.
King of the Hill.
Matt does a good King of the Hill.
Like, God damn it, Bobby. Yeah, that takes place in Garland or Arlington. Okay. Have you guys seen a ghost at all? Seen anything supernatural?
Not lately.
One time, my Girl Scout troop slept on the Queen Mary.
That's
Do you
scary.
Know what the Queen Mary is?
Yes, is that
in
the
Long
one
Beach.
That's yeah,
in Long
down
Beach,
in Long
yeah.
Beach? And you...
Granted, I don't know if this was true, but I believed it. But like, for some reason, like when I was younger, Girl Scout troops would do like sleepovers at like random areas. Like
I slept
Queen
in
Mary.
Like the Wax Museum.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I slept in like
Why?
The Wax Museum.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
I would hate that.
The Natural History Museum
in somewhere in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
We did SeaWorld. Obviously, fuck SeaWorld, but we got to sleep with a manatee.
You loved it then.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
It was like I remember it was like a race to sign up, and it was like everyone wanted the sharks, and we were so close to getting the sharks, but we missed it by one, so we got the manatees. It was a great time, but I remember some girls on my Girl Scout trip said that they went down the elevator, and then it took them to like underneath the Queen Mary to like the storage part at the bottom, and they opened it up and they
Mm-mm.
saw like a figure
Mm-mm.
down there. Granted,
Mm-mm.
we were like 12, so I bet they made that up, but I believed it ever since.
Everything was a ghost.
Did you ever do the Bloody Mary thing when you were a kid?
Or Candyman?
Or is it Bloody Mary?
The Bloody Mary.
The thing with the mirror and
yes,
turn the lights
yes.
off? Yeah, I did.
I'm
like
still
it.
Too scared to do
I
it. I won't do it.
I don't
I'm
do that.
I'm children mm-hmm. talking about
don't
it.
Don't mess with that shit.
I did Bloody Mary.
You did it by yourself in a bathroom.
No,
turn
it's like a group of friends. You're supposed to do it by yourself.
Yeah, you have to go by yourself into the bathroom, turn the lights off, and say whatever the phrase is 3 times, and then look directly in the mirror and just stare, and then she'll appear.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
never.
If I see something, I'm going just put me right in the mental institution.
Never go to the bathroom again.
Well, just, I don't know, man. Mirrors, like, and saying weird, like, witchcraft stuff. Mm. I just don't want to play those games.
I get that.
Let's not mess with it.
I went to my friend's house. Well, we went to our friend's apartment recently. And I'm, like, walking up. And then I look down and gasp because she has a doormat that's the Ouija board. And I was like, fuck this shit. And I ran.
I remember one time a girl, one of our friends, like, wrote, I feel so bad for this still, but she wrote, like, a, I think she's very into, like, supernatural, like, what are these called? Experiences? Paranormal experiences.
Yeah.
So she wrote a book about it, and then she sent me the PR box, and I opened it, I'm so excited, on top is a Ouija board, and I screamed, and I lived on the 28th floor, and I just shoved it down the chute, and I was listening to go.
You don't even want to own one.
No.
I don't want to.
Is there one
apartment
in this house?
No. No, I don't think so. Well, I had a Ouija board.
What's the beef with Ouija boards?
They're just scary.
They're scary.
Really? I thought they were like fun.
It's a game. It's like literally in like the Target game section.
Yeah, like Hasbro makes a Ouija board.
I know, but it scares me.
I had one. I would just terrify my babysitters with it.
If I was your babysitter, I'd be like, never see me again.
Let's ask it a question. And me and my brother would like team up and like move it. We're not doing this. No, we're not.
You have a magnet. Like.
Have you never done a Ouija board?
No.
You refuse. Let's do one right now.
No.
And on that note, everyone.
Is there one in this house?
No, I doubt it.
You're scared.
I feel like.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
Cards. Do you fuck with that?
I love a tarot card.
See, no Ouija board, but you fuck with a tarot card?
I don't know. I feel like Ouija. Oh, you know what? Yeah, it's kind of all ghosts, isn't it? I don't know. I love a psychic. I love a tarot.
You go to a psychic?
She used to. She was scammed big time.
I was scammed.
I think they're
psychic.
All scams, no?
Yeah,
I was scammed a lot of money by a psychic.
How much money did you give a psychic?
No, this is so embarrassing. Like, as a best friend who wasn't
this
even.
This is so embarrassing.
No, it is. It's embarrassing, bitch.
I didn't think it was embarrassing. I really, this is like maybe like 6 years ago. I really wanted to find love. Like, all I wanted was a boyfriend. And so I would go to psychics upon psychics asking, like, when am I going to.
I'm sorry.
We're not even there yet.
I laughed because it wasn't a psychic. It was psychics upon psychics.
It was like every weekend. And if they didn't tell me what I wanted to hear, I'd just find a new one. So I was walking down Santa Monica Boulevard.
That's on confirmation bias.
So I was walking down Santa Monica Boulevard. And keep in mind, I'm a late bloomer. I had, at this point, I was like 19, 20. Only had my first kiss. And I was like, ready to experience it all. So I'm walking down Santa Monica Boulevard and I see the psychic, which keep in mind, they're still there. I literally passed them today. How she's affording this, not quite sure.
Oh, I know how.
Me. So I walk in and there literally it's just a single throne with two like giant amethysts. Like that's all that's in this room. And I ask her, can I get a reading? She says, okay. So she sits me down on these like folding chairs. It's just she and I in the store. My friend was with me and she got a reading first and she made me stand outside because she was like, oh, if you're both here at the same time, like I'll pick up on her energy thinking that it's yours. And I was like, okay. So I'm literally just like standing outside, tapping my feet, waiting in the hot sun for like 20 minutes. Then I go in and I'm sitting with my legs crossed and she's like, uncross your legs. I need to get a full reading. Like it's disruptive if your feet aren't flat on the ground. I was like, okay. So I'm sitting like this and she's like looking at me and she goes, are you gay? And I was like, oh my God. Maybe I am.
Oh my God.
Because I had never experienced anything physically yet. I was open to whatever she was saying. I was like, oh my God, maybe that's why I've never found love. Like, maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. Like, I'm so open to this. I'm like, I don't know. Like, maybe. Can you tell me more? She's like, okay. Like, I'm like, I just really want to find love. Like, how do I find love? And she's like, well, your heart chakra is all blocked up. There's something going wrong here. If you give me $3,500, I'll figure out for you. And I said, swipe the card, bitch. So she swiped the card.
$3,500.
Yes. So I gave. She swiped
the card. Were you doing well in life during this time?
At this point, I was pretty good, and I didn't really have any expenses to pay yet.
Like, so. She's doing YouTube.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So a brand like, deal. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right, did good. A mid-reading sales pitch to you?
She also told me that I was gay. Like I thought that was so interesting. I was like, maybe. I never thought that before. Maybe.
Did she react right when you said, "Of course"? Was she like, "Fuck"?
She made a comment to me, like kind of in passing about it. And it kind of like, I was like, oh, it's kind of weird, but that's fine. So she's like, I'm going to do this like sacrifice seance thing, and I'm gonna figure out what's going on here. And I was like, good, cool. She gives me a candle that literally was like this size, and it's rainbow layered, and she's like, take it home. And she said, burn it for 7 minutes, and 7 minutes, and then blow it out. Only 7 minutes. I said, okay, cool. So I go home, and at this point I was living alone, but my friend was staying with me. But she said I could tell no one. She said, tell no one.
Yeah, don't tell anybody you just spent $3,000.
$3,500.
I'm just picturing you driving home, just looking at it, going,
our little secret. It was the candle.
It was included in the $3,500.
Thank God.
You know, like one of those Jesus candles? Like, it was like one of those like long, tall ones. So my friend was staying with me, but I couldn't tell him.
She gets it at Michael's or something.
No, it literally was. And so she was like, burn it. So I went home. My friend was there. And so I remember I was like, I'm going to take a shower. And I like get up and I go to the bathroom. I turn the shower on. I'm just sitting there by the toilet, like lighting it, timing it for seven minutes. I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. And so then 7 minutes is up. I blow it out. I was like, fuck, what do I do with this candle? And then I just went about my merry day. And then I had made another appointment to go back and check in, obviously. Like, what's going on? And I went in and she sits me down again. She never touched back on the sexuality thing.
She was like, who are you?
Remy, that's right.
So she was like, oh, I did this thing. She's like, I went. And she was like, I went into a room and I burned 100 candles. And I was like, okay. And she was like, and while burning 100 candles, I realized the reason why you haven't found love is someone put a hex on you. And I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense.
For the low, low price of $5,000.
Just wait. So she says, I figured it out. What had happened was your dad was with a girl for a long time, and then they broke up. He met your mom. She got pregnant with you, but the ex-girlfriend was really mad about you being born or being conceived, so she put a hex on you. And how she put a hex on you was she sacrificed a crow. And I was like, this makes so
sense. Like, oh my God, I'm like, oh my God, that feels right.
No wonder I haven't found love with this crow. And so she's like, for $10,000 I can remove the hex. And then finally I was like, okay, I can't give her $10,000. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay.
And then she kind of tried to pressure me a little longer. And then I was like, no, I can't. I have to leave. Then I get in the car and I'm like, Dad, what the fuck? Who is this woman? And he swore up and down. He was like, I swear, Remy, like, it's, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I swear. So
imagine he was like, oh, her.
I'd be like, what
I
the
think
fuck?
I know.
I don't know. Still to this day, she could have been true, but I didn't give her $10,000.
Oh, damn.
But the hex was removed because you found love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
See?
My payment plan for the $10,000.
Is she still there?
Eventually. She's I literally passed by it today.
Have you ever thought about just going back in being like, remember me?
Should I?
You should be like, the hex is gone.
The hex is gone.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful experience.
Holy smokes, man. Yeah, no, that's...
You know what's kind of sad, though? If it was, like, 7,000, I feel like you might have done it.
You guys, what's really embarrassing is it was just desperation. That was, like, it was just desperation. But that's okay. We love Cal.
Mm. We found love.
We found
and
love.
You, too, can find love.
For the low, low price of $35,500.
Man, she must be making... There's money to be made in the psychic world.
Yeah.
No, like, she has prime real estate. Like, she's making
Santa
bank.
Monica Boulevard.
Like, it's in the nice part,
and made it
too.
Through the pandemic, too.
Her doors were open today. I really should have stopped in.
I'm freaked out by going in because I'm so worried just by even going in and being told something about my future alter it or just, it'll always be in the back of my mind. Like, oh, that's
subconsciously, you'll manifest it and then,
Yeah. This was so much fun.
Yes, thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
I love it every time you guys stop by.
Anytime.
And I'm so glad we got to have you guys as a pair today.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Let us know.
We'll send you the bill for repairing
yeah.
the
Yeah.
Did we even acknowledge that
no.
in the beginning?
We didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Should we explain what happened?
Or if just they made it this far.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can explain.
Explain what you did.
Okay, sorry.
Explain what you did,
I
Remy.
Sat down and I leaned back and my head hit the wall.
As if it's a first class lay black seat just throwing her head back.
She said, jump
after I posted, I was on first class, I put my head back and I hit the picture frame and it did fall.
It's okay.
And I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
It's really okay.
These things happen.
More comments, more engagement.
Absolutely. I'll bring a pack, like a 20 pack of command ships.
You don't need
to
worry about
time.
It. It's all love here, 2.5.
Okay.
We'll fix that on our own.
I did just buy some of those.
Command strips?
Command strips. Mm-hmm. They're the best.
They're the best, truly.
I'll bring one tomorrow.
Just one single one. One single
great. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see you guys this
weekend.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything that you're working on? Anything you want to share with the audience?
Check out our podcast, Pretty Basic.
Yep.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok, Miss Remy Ashton.
Alicia Marie.
And that's it.
And that's it. All
right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Hooters.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.